You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we opened the show talking a little bit about the Washington Capitals. Game one yesterday, 3 o'clock in New York. They end up losing to the Rangers 4-1. It was 0-0 after the first period, but then there was just a barrage of goals, 3 goals in
basically
2 minute span.
Yeah, I was so frustrated, by the way, at the way the second period unfolded that I decided to try to switch up the game's mojo, which of course I know has no bearing on what I do.
Oh, you're drinking?
No. I decided to just get up and go to Safeway to get stuff for dinner.
Oh, in the middle of the game?
Yeah, no. In the second intermission.
Oh, okay. Right.
Before the third period. I was like, maybe this tilts things in the Caps' favor. Didn't have any impact, but I felt like I needed to shake things up.
Did you post a picture with your daughter?
No.
Or was that an old picture?
That was an old pic back in like 2012. My wife posted that from a previous Caps playoff
run. Your beard looked different. I was like, I don't know. You look different in the picture that I saw.
Yeah, well, younger, JP.
That's what it was.
That would be the move.
I guess it would be still a little gray stubble in the beard.
Younger flakes in the picture.
But it maybe looked thicker or something about the beard looked different.
I was like, the beard was definitely thicker because that was in deep into a playoff run.
Okay, right. I did like a double take. I was like 99.9% sure that's Cakes,
also,
but something looks different.
But the coloring of the beard looked kind of like M&M's before the grays started coming in.
Okay.
It was dark.
I knew something was different about that picture.
Were you coloring it?
No, but
just was.
It was natural, but it was before the grays started seeping in like the goatee area.
Right.
Anyway.
Were you kind of grasping when the Rangers scored 3 quick?
Yeah.
And then the Caps scored pretty quick after the third goal.
There was 3-1,
there was
right?
a bit of grasping after
then
a
you
fair
started
of
to grasp a little
I started
bit.
To grasp a little bit, but then as I settled in after my grocery store run, there was like 9 or 10 minutes left in the game, and I was just watching it. The Caps weren't putting any pressure on Igor. Like at that point, Laviolette's system is just going to choke you out.
Yeah.
Like it's not going to give you any opportunities,
right.
And that's the way it ultimately played out.
So beyond scoring goals, they need to take more shots. Carberry talked about this after the game. They averaged just 26.5 shots per game entering the playoffs, which was 30th out of 32 teams. And on Sunday, they had 21 shots against the Rangers. I will say I bumped my percentage down from 48% chance to 36% chance to win the series. But to me, it's one game. Your goal, generally speaking, in the playoffs, when you have a 7-game series, is win one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now it's kind of a must-win, as EB said. I'm not going to call it a must-win because you're not eliminated.
By the way, I've gone from 30% to 12.
Down to 12.
Yeah, your percentage is
Cakes, where are you at?
I mean, I was at 20% before it started.
Now it's 13.
I mean, when you get smoked, it's hard to have confidence.
I'll knock them down to about 13.5%.
So right around with EB.
Yeah.
12 and 13.5. Jason was at 3, so where are you at?
1.6.
If they get a split,
basically,
my 13.5 will rocket up probably to a number that starts with a 3 minimum.
There you go.
30%.
So one of your view, 800-636-1067. Look, wasn't a great game for the Capitals. This has been a problem all season long. They don't score goals. They got to win games 1-0, 2-1. They're just not going to score a ton of goals, and they end up losing 4-1.
And also, if you're a Caps fan, you have to be concerned with the bodies that they're losing on the defensive side. Iorio goes into the boards yesterday. A lot of people thought that should have been a penalty. I would be shocked if he comes back. You know,
he didn't look good.
They're already down Sandin and Jensen. Like, it's becoming a who's available at this point for the Caps, you know, to play in these games. And Iorio has less than 10 games of NHL experience, so he's kind of learning on the fly. Mm-hmm. I thought Carberry kind of grilled him, too, because he was asked about the hit. Carberry's response was, it was borderline, right? Young player, I feel bad for him because he puts himself in a tough spot. Probably needs to move the puck quicker there and just get it out of his hands. Mm. Then he hangs onto it or bobbles it. So I just saw it in my feed. That's the only look. So I'll have to look at it again. So kind of tough on the guy who
he's kind of blaming him.
He got pushing the boards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurt his shoulder.
But Carberry didn't like the way that he was dealing with the puck, clearly. And then it led to obviously that was the second goal, I believe.
Ovi didn't have an official shot on goal. He said after the game, we all understand it's the playoffs. Forget about this one and move forward. Let's go to the phones. Who's up?
They do have the experience of that.
I was a little shocked to see it's fourth time he's been held shotless in a playoff game. So it's happened before. This isn't the first time.
All right, let's go to Chris in Upper Marlboro. Hey, Chris. Chris has been on hold for a long time. Hey, buddy.
I have been waiting all night to talk to you boys about this game. And I think you guys are analyzing this game completely wrong.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
I'm a diehard Caps fan.
Good.
This is why I say that. We started off the game without Nick Jensen because of a dirty hit a couple games ago that was not called a penalty. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
LaPierre yesterday is coming up the ice. He's slashed. The puck is taken away from him. The whistle is blown. Lafreniere comes in and shoulders him as hard as he can. Pacioretty comes in and cross checks him. There should have been coincidental minors, and we should have been on the power play. We came back. We're 4-on-4.
Mm. Yeah, I was surprised by that too. That surprised.
Okay, Wilson gets a penalty called on him for touching a guy as he falls down in front of Charlie Lindgren.
Mm.
Terrible call. Then Iorio gets hit. 3 seconds later, they score a goal.
Right.
The goal was a direct result of the penalty. And then 2 minutes later, Beck Valenstein gets hit in the face with a high stick and the puck goes in. There's two.
It actually wasn't a high stick. It was Rempe's elbow that caught him. And then I guess the ref just didn't feel like it was worthy of a penalty.
Okay, that's elbowing. That's elbowing then.
Look, as a Caps fan, I wish all these calls had gone their way. I'm with you.
I would too. So really, we lost the game 2-1.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, whatever makes you sleep at night, I get it.
The refs in that game should be suspended and not allowed to ref again in the playoffs. They were beyond terrible.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a guy that always is on the refs? Because some guys are just always refs.
I wish that they would actually call cross-checking in hockey and get that out of the sport. So, like, that Alexiev penalty against us was garbage, you know, the holding call. But if we commit a penalty, I'm all for calling us for it. I'm not above being called a penalty on us. But they were, it was not even close. They were getting away with so much dirty stuff. I mean, Truba hit Sonny Milano in the open ice, and Truba is the guy who injured Sonny Milano a couple weeks ago in an open ice hit that wasn't called. So I'm just sick of the officiating.
I will say
this. We have to win these games 2-1, right?
Yeah.
That's how we play. And our style is, while it may look like they are playing better than us, our style is to frustrate a team so that they do something stupid and we can counterpunch them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is the cap style of winning. But if the refs won't call the penalties and then they score a goal right afterwards, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple, you know, you clearly know more about it than I do, but there were a couple of penalties that were called that I kind of shook my head at. And, of course, the Iorio into the boards I thought should have been called. But it was 6-5 in penalties. I mean, they called the Rangers for 6, the mm-hmm. Caps for 5. A lot of those were in the early part of the game. You know, maybe they'll be a little bit better in game two, but I really thought that it was because the Rangers were just better. And they're just not going to give you any easy plays, especially on power plays. So Caps just have to play better. All right, maybe the referees have to be better, but the Caps have to play much better.
Carberry said after the game, it's no secret we've struggled all year, but we've got to find ways to create more on the interior. We've got to skate out of pressure. We've got to keep pucks off the yellow. We continually just rim pucks around. We've got to do a better job offensively.
Yep.
And it sounds like, he agrees.
All right, let's go to Tony in Manassas.
What's up, Tony?
Tony, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. That last gentleman's got a lot of good points there, but I don't know. I've been coaching over 40 years. Beefing with referees and complaining about them has never gotten me anywhere.
Right.
But
usually backfires.
And by the way, our power play was non-existent in that game. And so, if you get the chances that you get a power play, you got to cash them in against this team because their power play is extremely good. But to me, the real reason I think things happened, and that's 2 minutes shift or 2 minutes out there, three goals. That's a big problem, right? But the other thing is you have to understand that you fight and you crawl and you scratch to get that home ice advantage because of the following. Laviolette gets the last line change. It's a chess match out there.
Right.
Carberry put out his guys.
Here matches up with.
And it's a big, valuable tool. I've used it forever. Every coach does. And you want to make sure you get certain people out there certain times. You guys remember Beagle, right? Jeff Beagle, years and years, second in the NHL, only to Patrice Bergeron, it's faceoff wins. Mm-hmm. That's control the puck, control the game. But there's a lot of the technical side of this that if you get the right guys out there and you're on your home ice, you probably got a much better chance of being successful than the guy who got to hopefully get his people on after the play goes on and you start. It's a problem, but they got to shoot the puck. I mean, all this fancy pants stuff. I mean, Carberry said it. I mean, they're not getting enough shots. So here's what I would tell my guys, right? My high school team. It's really simple, boys. If you get the puck, shoot it. Okay. If you don't have the puck, go to the net and get the rebound. And they're waiting for that next pass that they tried that the Rangers, they stuffed the house, the middle of the ice, especially at the crease. So you just got to shoot pucks and go get the rebounds and, do the clean up the garbage, as we say, and just, just keep grinding.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate that.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
Jay Beagle, not Jeff. Jeff didn't sound right.
When you said Jeff, that didn't hit me right.
Yeah.
The one instance of passing up shots yesterday that just kind of jumped out at me was Sonny Milano gets the puck, and he's, 8 feet away from Igor. He's got a wide open shot. He tries to make the extra pass across the goal mouth. Nobody's home. It's like that's one where I know that when the coaching staff is going over the tape of this game,
they'll say something.
That's gonna have the laser pointer on it 100 times saying, you've gotta take the shot. You gotta rip one here. Maybe you get a good rebound, maybe you beat Igor. Like that's a shot that you can't pass up going forward. I would assume.
All right, let's go one more. Let's go to Andrew in Richmond. Hey, Andrew, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey, man.
Second time calling in. Actually, first time getting in, so big fan.
Thank you.
The thing is that, the two calls that were missed, the boarding call, it should have been the elbow call. But we deserve to lose.
Mm-hmm.
That's point blank.
Go ahead.
But shooting the puck, definitely. And Ovi needs to be selfish. He's trying to pass too much, I think. I don't know why. He needs to shoot more. And then you're 0-for-5 on the penalty or on the power play. You can't complain about it. Even those two calls that should have been called that led to their goals.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you anti-slingshot like Cakes?
Anti-slingshot? What do you mean?
Well, the way that they bring the puck into the power play zone.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that. I don't know why.
Trust me, I'm not the only Caps fan that hates it. There's a lot of Caps fans.
I am like the Rat Center in Landover. Dump it in, forecheck, get the puck, gather, and then you have your power play.
He wants to double chase.
And then really quickly, I just want to say I went to Radford. Yeah. I grew up in Calvert County, Maryland, and I drove 81 to Radford on breaks, 6.5 hour drive, whatever. You can't slowly pass people on the left lane on 81.
I was just chilling.
Aggressively pass people on the left lane because tractor trailers will crush you.
Yes.
Yeah. I learned.
I always speed by them.
You
got
to zoom past them.
I mean, I was just driving like I normally drive.
But, all right, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, that obviously wasn't going to work.
Well, one time I was so pissed off at a driver. There was a tractor trail in the right lane and a tractor trail in the left lane. And I got up on their butts, and I was high-beaming the guy on the left lane because he was going so slow. He was so pissed at me, he stayed there for 20 miles.
Wow. Right.
That's he was just had to suck it up.
He was just bitter at me. He said, you know what? F you. I'm going to stay here. Right. And it was 20 miles.
Right.
I'm so pissed.
You're stuck driving 70.
Oh, it's probably less than that.
Did you stop? Did you stop doing that? Did that change your behavior at all? Like,
no.
Or do you still high beam people when you get frustrated and all that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I know it doesn't really work. but how pissed off I was that he was going so slow in the left lane. And, you know, I don't know if he was trying to get over to the right lane in front of the other truck, but once I got up on his butt and started high beaming, that didn't change it.
right.
But yeah, it is a terrible road.
Well, I learned my lesson. I could promise you that. Mm-hmm. I definitely learned my lesson.
Coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win Caps tickets with the morning matchup. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. These are tickets for Friday night's home game at Capital One Arena, Game 3. Against the Rangers. 800-636-1067 is the number. Let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving, up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.